one man who could authorize a strike like that. And I voted for him.
My fellow world leaders, this country is at war. The new Special Forces unit, codenamed Cobra, will protect us where the Joes could not. The G.I. Joes are no more.
What if the president isn't the president?
Our government has been infiltrated.
Any and all traces of our existence is terminated.
We have to assume that there's no one we can trust.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm in the minority of people who actually liked G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, so the reboot, revamped direction of G.I. Joe Retaliation disappointed me. The new film discards much of the first movie, aside from shoehorning in more Channing Tatum after he became a box office king last year. This time, Cobra Commander has escaped and he's working with a presidential doppelganger to take over the world. The disgraced and decimated G.I. Joe unit steps up to thwart his plan. You should never look for story and character development in a movie based on toys, but I expect a certain amount of effort. Unfortunately, the film juggles too many disconnected characters and subplots and uses admittedly decent action to make you forget how terrible the writing is. Ludicrous and often intelligent and insulting, G.I. Joe Retaliation loses what little focus the first film had and delivers a louder, grittier, but wholly disjointed and unnecessary sequel. G.I. Joe Retaliation gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.